It seems like I'm repeating myself, so let's talk about something else. How about my romance? It started August the 28th, 1925, my birthday party. I invited Jess from Elma and the Hensicks and a lot of young folks. We played lawn party games, and I noticed a young man with a hat on, standing somewhat in the dark outside the ring, very bashful-like. I asked the oldest college girl, who's that boy with the hat on? She felt bad that she had not introduced him. He was her cousin, Edwin Dito, who came along and drove his dad's Ford over, because not enough room was in one car. They do have a large family, and the twins came along, and they need more room than others to get in and out of the car. Anna and Erna Collins could never walk after they were about 10 years. Or 7 years old. But they loved to go places and enjoy themselves. They kept this up all their life, even when in wheelchairs. Just a daily affair, even Chicago's Who's Who, and so forth. They came to Dorothy's wedding, too. So, as I was introduced, I went and got him into the ring. It was love at first sight. But you know, we played together when little children, Mama said. Pop and Mama were good friends with the Decuffs and visited each other, especially on Mission Festival. I remember one Mission Festival. We drove in the Surrey all the way to Elma, and I begged to sit in front. Got my way too. I wore a pretty white dress with a few blue figures on it. Well, it had lots of small greenish figures before we got there. The horses with their mouth, and all over it flew on me. Mrs. Decuff and Mrs. Kaltuff were sisters, and Mrs. Kaltuff was Papa's classmate in Germany. Mrs. Kaltuff worked in college before marriage, and Mrs. Decuff went to school in the country school of Concordia. At the party, refreshments of pink lemonade and cake were served, and talking started. Edwin D. and Jesse Kaltuff, with Lena at her side. I found out they went to college at River Forest. Well, I wanted to be a teacher too. And I had figured on going to Seward, but Mama felt, oh no, because a Concordia girl just got back from there and had to get married to the student from there. Anyways, we decided to go to the concert together Saturday night. Fine, double date. But I figured I'd sit in front with Edwin. But Jesse had it figured he could not take Lena. It was a cousin. Oh well, we were together anyways. The college started, so that meant goodbye. But I got a card after he had arrived there by train. I was so happy, I wrote right away. I think Brother Edwin mailed it for me. So we had written each other a few times, and a letter from Jesse came. So I wrote him, too. Why not? Those boys needed mail. This writing kept on for the whole year. Mama consented as long as she'd get to read some of the letters. I got the mail from the mailbox. It was east of us, so through the pastures and fences every time, gave plenty of time to read letters before I got home. I stuck Edwin in my bosoms. Jesse didn't write off, and Mama could read every one. They were different. One time, Mama got a hold of one of Dad's letter, and it said, "Too bad I wasn't there when you hurt your thumb. I'd put tulip salve on it. Dad did it. Mama thought, spit and had a kiss, I think. Anyway, she said, they have you for a fool." I couldn't write back. Finally, she gave in if I would not date anyone during street fair. Well, Four stayed with me at the fair and found boys looked mighty funny when I turned them down. When school year was nearly over, Dad Edwin wrote and asked if he could take me to Elmo Ice Cream Social. Well, I'd have to have permission, so I asked the folks, and Mama said, "What about Jesse?" And I said, "He didn't ask, but at the social when we met Jesse, did he make eyes. But we were friends, and later double dated so much I had introduced him to Erna Fricke, a good friend of mine, whom he married later. Dad and I wrote each other for 3 more years. The last year, he got to come home for Christmas. Now there were buses, but they didn't wait for Edwin to walk through snow from off tapes. My fault, I'm sure, you know. And always ahead of time. He had to wait for the next morning's bus. Once late at night when Dad returned home from dating me, he killed a wolf on the road. He got a bounty and a write-up in the newspaper. Another time under the seat he had placed a possum. He met a car and was under the seat without anyone knowing. Well, when the calls were given out at college, Dad's place was to Maywood, Illinois. And when I told that it was at milking time after I had gotten the mail, and Lewis says, "I knew you'd land in the woods someplace." Those days of thought of moving in the country wasn't like they do now. That was a low-down step. It was a suburb of Chicago. Dad bachelored this first year, wrote all about it to me. He was thrilled. His mother visited him in spring. If school was out, his aunt Minnie called and told Mama that Sophia was very sick and maybe Dad and Mama should come up and bring me tea. We went to the hospital, but she had just died. I better get a cup of mine. Who's who, and call Edwin until at least we're married. Anyways, it was my papa and mother that were supposed to come up there and bring me along to the hospital. Edwin came home, but had to go back up to school again because it wouldn't be out till the 15th of June. He told me I did not pray this time for mother to get well, not so much as I did the other time when she was so very, very sick. 12 years ago, he had just prayed so hard for her to live, and so did the others. Now the twins were 12 years old, and things would work out. And Edwin did say, "Now you have to take mother's place." Whether this was our engagement, I don't know. We often spoke of it. Yet Edward never asked me to marry him. I guess we kids just took it for granted. But later, Mom and Papa got a letter written in German script, and there's where Edwin asked for me to marry him. We had a small wedding, but Dad had planned a big wedding before Edwin's mother had died. When we got licensed for marriage, all the questions were in Low German. And we got, and then the judge said that the dear Lord could understand German just as well as English. We were married by Reverend Brust in High German. And we had a cousin, a teacher playing our organ. Our honeymoon was spent at Ha Ha Tonka. And we had a wedding trip too. Yep, all my things, wedding gifts packed in back of Model T Ford.